The national average for a gallon of regular gasoline has dropped below $2 a gallon for the first time in 4 years. Today's national gas price average is $1.99 a gallon. Here in Ohio, we're seeing an average of $1.64 a gallon, and that's the first time prices have been this low in Ohio since February of 2016. AAA expects gas prices to continue to fall during the month of April. The reason that we continue to see pump prices falling is really due to COVID-19. We continue to see a chilling effect on the global economy, and there's also a crude oil price war that's been brewing between Saudi Arabia and Russia since early March. Crude oil has plummeted down to $20 a barrel, a closing price that has not been seen since 2002. So for the last 52 weeks, crude oil, the West Texas Intermediate crude oil, which is the U.S. benchmark of crude oil, has averaged $56 per barrel, with the national pump price averaging $2.63 a gallon. So we are seeing pump prices and crude oil prices well below these levels across the country and here in Ohio. Today, across the state, Ohioans can find prices below $2 a gallon at 99% of stations, below $1.75 a gallon at 74% of stations, and below $1.50 at 27% of stations. AAA expects gas prices to continue to drop as cheap crude oil combines with the realities of people staying home and driving less. So there's less demand for gasoline. So while demand is diminishing, COVID-19 is not impacting the U.S. gasoline supply. So you can still get gas. We're not looking at a shortage of gasoline. In fact, the U.S. actually has an unusual amount of winter blend gasoline available for this time of year. Typically, we start to see stations in Ohio switching over from the winter blend of gasoline into the summer blend of gasoline around mid-March, but we still have a lot of winter blend gasoline left. And so the EPA has actually extended the sale of winter blend gasoline past the May 1st deadline. So stations can still sell winter blend gasoline up to May 20th this year. So the agency is going to continue to monitor this to extend the waiver if they need to pass the deadline. The EPA's extension of the winter blend gasoline waiver will contribute to the sustained lower gas prices, especially as U.S. gasoline demand readings look more like the winter driving season than the spring. It's important to note that winter blend gasoline is actually relatively cheaper to make than the summer blend of gasoline. And that's one reason why we typically see gas prices start to spike as we get into the spring and we switch over to that more expensive summer blend of gasoline. So as demand stays low, looking more like winter demand and even well below what we typically see during the winter, and as we have that cheaper blend of gasoline out in the markets, as we continue to see that global impact on the economy of COVID-19, and if the price war continues between Russia and Saudi Arabia for crude oil, we will continue to see very low crude oil prices and very low gasoline prices. So a lot of contributing factors here, but we can expect to see these low gas prices continue for the foreseeable future.